AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Polish ambassador to the U.S. Marek Magorowski says he thinks Ukraine will win the war.
I didn't believe that Ukraine would prevail just 3 weeks ago. Now I do.
Magorowski says Ukraine is much better than Russia in terms of military tactics and strategy. A top Ukrainian official says a planned evacuation of civilians from Mariupol has failed because Russia failed to observe a ceasefire. The U.S. rolled out new sanctions against more than 40 individuals and entities accused of evading the ongoing wave of penalties imposed on Russia as punishment for invading Ukraine. In Fairfax, Virginia, Johnny Depp scoffed at the notion his constant quarrels with ex-wife Amber Heard would ever prompt him to hit her.
She has a need for conflict. She has a need for violence. It erupts out of nowhere, and what I learned, the only thing I learned to do with it is exactly what I did as a child. Retreat.
Depp is suing Heard for libel over an article where she described herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. Washington, D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti says Secret Service officers shot an intruder at the residence of the Peruvian ambassador to the U.S.
The person is deceased. We know that the person smashed out several windows. We know that the person was in possession of a metal stake, but just really not certain as to why we are dealing with this situation, why he was here.
A wildfire burning near Flagstaff, Arizona has nearly tripled in size. Dick Fleischman is the fire information officer.
The biggest concerns, obviously, are firefighter safety and public safety and public infrastructure. So it's protecting values at risk.
More than two dozen structures have burned. Homes have been evacuated in Arizona. The Israeli military says a rocket was fired from Gaza, the second this week. Stocks finished mixed. The Dow up 249 points. This is AP News. President Biden is set to resume a Washington social tradition next week. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The White House Correspondents Association says the president plans to attend its annual dinner in 10 days. He'll be the first sitting president there since Barack Obama 6 years ago. Donald Trump skipped it his first 3 years in office, and the event was canceled the last 2 years because of the virus pandemic. It comes weeks after several attendees at the Gridiron Club dinner tested positive, including cabinet members and lawmakers. The Correspondents Association is requiring all attendees to be fully vaccinated and show a negative result from a COVID-19 rapid test earlier in the day. Comedian Trevor Noah will be the dinner's entertainer. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Florida Senate passed a bill to repeal a law allowing Walt Disney World to operate a private government over its properties in the state. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.